بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Somebody requested that I look into some back and forth that has been occurring for a while now regarding divorced women and women who have never been with a man. So just to speak generally, there are two sides being discussed. There's firstly brothers who seem to be coming to the defense of divorced women. They feel like divorced sisters are being misrepresented, they're being disrespected, they're being portrayed in a negative light. So they're coming to defend their honor. And I can understand that. What took me a minute to understand was, well, why is there anybody putting out this information about a divorced woman not being as desirable, allegedly, as someone who's never been with a man before? But eventually I did understand where they were coming from. And their argument is that there are women who feel like they can get divorced and then easily get remarried. They sort of have unrealistic expectations regarding their options as a spouse. So if I understand correctly, their point is we should make women understand that you shouldn't just go and get divorced because it's not going to be as easy for you to find another husband, and you are going to potentially break the home. The kids are going to suffer, the husband is going to suffer, and you in the long run are going to suffer because you have this unrealistic expectation of what's to come after your divorce. I think the problem is that sort of perspective has been portrayed in a way that comes across as extremely disrespectful and vile and nasty, using very vulgar language to describe some of these women, to talk about them, and just portray them in an all around very negative light. And that's one extreme, which leads people to sometimes go to another extreme, which is then try to act as if that other perspective has absolutely no merit whatsoever, and that in fact, divorced women are even better than women who have never been married before. And this is kind of why I wanted to add some commentary, because I feel like both sides have a point, but it's all about balance. The truth is somewhere in the middle. If the goal is to discourage women from making a bad decision regarding divorce, regarding them having an unrealistic expectation, which leads them to be unable to really weigh the pros and cons of what they're dealing with in a marriage, then that should be done with wisdom in a way that's respectful. I think this is actually a topic that goes far beyond people who are divorced or not. I think in general, many of us have an unrealistic expectation and understanding of what marriage entails regarding our options as a potential spouse. But there's a respectful way to have that conversation. And if we go to the other extreme, it can be irresponsible to promote the idea that being divorced is better. Obviously, sometimes people need to get divorced. Things are not working out. However, people really need to be able to properly and as accurately as possible truly weigh the pros and cons of divorce. It can be very dangerous if somebody doesn't truly understand the reality of divorce and what to expect after getting divorced. And then they go through with it and they learn things the hard way, because it not only can affect them, it can affect their ex-spouse and their children if they have children. So this is an important topic of discussion, but we need to have wisdom when we speak about it. And I just want to close by saying, we really need to leave certain things to the scholars. It's not for laymen such as myself to start quoting ayat and a hadith, trying to reach some sort of conclusion to say that divorcees or non-divorcees are better than the other, just using my own conjecture, me not being qualified to actually do that. There are people who are qualified to answer those sorts of questions. If you bring them the information and they're the ones who can actually, with knowledge, delve into the Quran and authentic Sunnah and answer these questions. It's not something that anyone with an internet connection should try to pass a fatwa about. Allah knows best. I just wanted to share some of my thoughts regarding that, because somebody asked me to speak on this, and I do think that It's an important conversation. However, it really requires balance at the end of the day. We shouldn't be going to these extremes. Thank you for watching. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.